The next patient is the Nereida Rios. First name, N-E-R-E-I-D, like in Delta A. Last name, R-I-O-S. This is a clinical case of a 77-year-old Hispanic female that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 5. The patient has a horseshoe kidney. She has a history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and hyperuricemia. And she is overweight. The most likely situation is that this is an nephrosclerosis associated to the above mentioned factors, period. The patient has been following the diet. The blood pressure has been under control. The blood sugar is under control. And for that reason, we think that the patient has remained stable. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on November the 29th, 2023, the hemoglobin remains at 10.2. And the patient has a serum creatinine that is 4.4. And the prior determination in August of 23 was 4.4. And the estimated GFR continues to be 10 mLs per minute. The arterial hypertension has been under control. This morning, the blood pressure is 100 over 65. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus. She has been on Ozempic and insulin. And the hemoglobin A1C is 5.7. Following number, hypothyroidism or replacement therapy. The patient has a coronary artery disease that has been asymptomatic. The patient hasn't had any visit to the hospital. We have to keep in mind that this patient is declining renal replacement therapy. We discussed the possibility this time, and she continues in the same trend of thought. She is refusing renal replacement therapy, period. We examine the ear canals because she was under the impression that the cotton ball of a Q-tip got stuck in the right ear, but I was able to see the eardrum, period. The patient is going to continue with the same medications, and we're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. My paragraph, we spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the chart. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.